you, Reggie. Victoria, it was beautiful. What does it really mean to be educated? Is college, university, graduate school really what educates a person? What is it above all else you must know? What is it that is important to know? And what is it that is most needful to know? And I think that all of you sitting here this morning know the answer to these questions, because the Bible is very clear, and it tells us, in all your learning, get what? Get wisdom. Get wisdom, spiritual wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, from the Lamza translation of the Bible, reads thus, "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments in your heart, and incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up our voice to understanding, if you seek it as silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand how to worship the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." In the pursuit of spiritual wisdom, you have to search for it as for silver and as for hidden treasures. And this brings me to a passage in the book of Job that reiterates what is in Proverbs chapter 2. There is an interesting chapter in Job where he discusses mining. And now you may not think that way back in the time of Job there was much mining going on. But indeed there was. They were even using dynamite to break up the rocks. They were going into below the surface of the earth, to where Job says, from the Lamza translation, "There is a path which no bird knows, and the vulture's eye has not seen. Wild beasts have not trodden it, nor has the lion passed by it. The miner puts forth his hand upon the bare rock to break it. He overturns the mountains from their foundations. He divides the rivers by his might, and his eyes see every precious thing. He binds up the rivers that they may not overflow, and the thing that is hid he brings forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding thereof? No man knows the treasure thereof, neither is it found except in the land of the living. The depths say, it is not in me. The sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten in gold, neither shall silver be counted for its price. It cannot be exchanged with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, nor can precious pearls, jewels, and emeralds equal it. For the price of wisdom is above that of precious stones, nor can colored gems, emeralds, and diamonds equal it. For the price of wisdom is above everything, and nothing can equal it. For the pearls of Ethiopia and the topaz cannot equal it." The most important thing you will ever gain is wisdom. And that leads us now to the question of what is wisdom? In Greek, the New Testament word for wisdom is sophia. Sophia to a Greek meant a concept. To be wise to a Greek meant to understand a concept, to be able to comprehend something, to analyze something, to think about something, to come to a comprehension with regard to it. The Hebrew word is shakan, and this word means skill in living. The Hebrews were very concrete in terms of their language and how they thought. The Greeks were rather esoteric, mystical, and somewhat transcendent in their thoughts. And so from the Greeks we get conceptual terms, but from the Hebrews we get a very concrete meaning. The Hebrews tell us to be skilled in living, pursue skillful living, pursue wisdom in every aspect of your life. The first and most controlling principle in getting wisdom is the knowledge of God, coming to know God, and having a real relationship with Him. We must be in awe of God. We must have reverence for Him. We must love Him with all our heart, with all our minds, and with all our soul. We must respect His law. We must respect His authority. We must respect His power. We must respect His love, His mercy, and His grace. We must respect His tenderness and His kindness. We are to worship God in spirit, with emotion and heart and in truth. From the Lanza translation, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1 through 8 tells us, "Therefore preach wisdom, and understanding will answer you. For wisdom is on the top of high places. She stands between the ways and by the paths. She cries at the gates, at the entrance of the city. She cries aloud, saying, 'Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men,' so that the simple one may understand prudence, and the fools understand in their heart. Hear, for I will speak truth, and the opening of my mouth shall bring forth uprightness. For my mouth shall speak truth, and lying lips are an abomination before me." All seeking starts with a sense of absence. You don't go searching for what you already have. But on the other hand, no one can search for what has always been totally absent, unknown, and unknowable. Put negatively, the point is an old one. Plato said it this way: "No one can search for what he knows, for since he knows it, there is no need to search for it. And no one can search for what he does not know, because he does not know what to look for." Put positively, it's the point of the Wizard of Oz. What the pilgrims on the yellow brick road sought, they already had, but they didn't fully recognize or always practice. Socrates drew students even though he said that he had nothing to teach, that he was only the midwife for wisdom and the most ignorant man in the city of Athens. There is something ironic in trying to capture wisdom in a book. Socrates would have understood. As Vernon Cooper said for a book, "Everything I know, I learn by listening and watching. Nowadays, people learn out of books instead. Doctors study what man has learned. I pray to understand what man has forgotten." Not even Socrates or Jesus or St. Paul could have differed. St. Paul said, "The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." And Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that gives life." And from Socrates we have these words: "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life." The Spirit of God indwelling you gives you wisdom and understanding. Dear ones, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are already yours. They are the gifts of God to His beloved. Cultivate these gifts. Use them. practice his presence in all your ways and be the channel for his light to shine. And now it is my distinct pleasure to award the certificates to two gentlemen who have completed the Divine Science course of study and one woman who will be receiving a teacher's certificate for higher training and consecration. Will you please join me now in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. Rest your feet on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either in your lap or at your side. And just relax for a moment. I ask you to be still and quiet your mind and let go of everything that is outside this peaceful sanctuary. And let go of all worrisome thoughts that might be swirling around in your head. Let go of any anger, any resentment, any jealousy. Let go of anything that you are harboring that is not true and of God. And be still. Be still. And go deep within to the center of your being, where our Father God welcomes you with open arms, unconditional love, and peace. Almighty Father, in the midst of me, you have given me the gifts of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, so that I might live in this world as a good citizen. But more importantly, you have given me these gifts that I may come to know you and the truth of myself and all being. You have brought me this far, Father. You have led me to this little church where truth is taught and practiced. You have provided the opportunity for my instruction. You have opened my eyes that I might see the truth. You have opened my ears that I may hear the truth. You have opened my heart that I may love you more freely, and that I may love my brothers and sisters without judgment. You have lifted my consciousness to more light, and the darkness in which I lived is lifting. The veil over my eyes is growing ever thinner as I open myself to you fully, expecting nothing of this world, but wanting with all my heart to know you. In addition to the gifts of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you have showered me with your grace and with your goodness. In my hands and in my heart, you have placed the gifts of joy, peace, power, love, and wholeness. These gifts are mine in abundance without ever asking. You have given them to me as a beautiful gift from a father to his beloved child. I pray, gracious and loving Father, that these gifts will grow and prosper under your loving hand, and that I may gain once again the knowledge, insight, wisdom, and understanding that are my birthright. I know you have paved the way. You have placed my feet firmly on the path. I have taken the first steps, and I know that you will guide each new step as I make the journey home to you. I surrender myself to you. Let your will be done in me. Thank you, Father, that you have heard my prayer and you have already answered. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his infinite wisdom, his flawless understanding, and his knowledge of all things. Amen.